Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
All right, hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program on the clock. Remember our podcast, Wendy Bell Radio. Just plug that in wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. You're going to take us with you. Every hour is broken down to about 40 minutes. Take out all the crosstalk, all the commercials. Just give you the substance that you need. It goes by fast and it's fun. So hope you download us. 2 million and growing downloads. This is pretty big. So welcome to the family. So we've got this story, and the big story is, what do you do when you're CNN? And you do a poll, 1,212 people, 900 and change registered voters, and you want to gauge how everybody feels about Trump versus Biden. How do you feel about where you are now versus where you were then? How do you feel about the economy? How do you feel about your finances? What's shaken in your wheelhouse? Well, it's not good. And it's funny to watch, because there's only so much spin you can put on something. There's only so much lipstick you can put on a pig, right? So I'm going to start with three audio sound bites as they try to struggle with this blistering, what looks like a bloodbath on the march for November. Think about how frustrating this must be. You've got a Biden White House, which has colluded with the National Archives, the intelligence community, the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, all of these people to create a fake story that Donald Trump thought he was above the law and decided to just march out of the White House with all sorts of classified documents. And he said, screw you, when they said, you know what, we should really get those things back. And he was like, I can do whatever I want. I'm Donald Trump. Of course, none of this is true. They lied about all that. They lied about everything. They tried to wiretap the guy. They did wiretap the guy. They couldn't find anything. And so they had to make a bunch of crap up. And what you are seeing right now is the end of the life cycle of that crap. It only lasts for so long before enough people pull at the threads that are poking out, and the whole crap show begins to unravel. It's where we are. So here's CNN. This is a good polling for Donald Trump, specifically good with independents. I'm going to go with, yeah, people miss him. Listen.
In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters. And add in third-party candidates, and Trump's lead jumps even more. He has 42% to Biden's 33%, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets 16% of the vote. Our poll also underscores the challenges of incumbency, and that voters, 4 years later, have a better view of Trump's presidency compared to Biden's. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It's sort of like, I'm surprised, not surprised, right? I'm not surprised. Of course people are saying they have fond memories because we didn't have to think about so much stuff. Our life didn't seem woefully inconvenient. It wasn't gummed up with a bunch of crap. Our taxes weren't through the roof. We weren't paying all this money to foreign governments without any benefit to ourselves. We weren't so thoroughly bankrupting our children and grandchildren, though Trump sure did spend a lot as well. It's not even debatable. 55% remember Trump's presidency as being successful. 39% look at Joe Biden's that way. I'm surprised who these 39% are. I didn't realize his family was that large. CBS has to jump in on this. Oh, crap. Inflation. It's really hurting people. No, duh. Listen.
We ask them now, okay, has it gotten better? And very few people say that it has. In fact, many say they feel it's gotten worse. And inflation is the reason that they say that. But what's also interesting is we ask them, okay, look back to the economy during the Trump years. Mm-hmm. How do you remember it? And the majority say they remember it as being good.
Because they forget about the pandemic.
Well, they seem to be skipping over the pandemic. And that's exactly what that tells you in their memory of this. But it also explains now when you ask them, okay, now let's look forward. They say, more say, they feel they'd be financially better off under Donald Trump. And that cuts directly to vote. And that is helping the former president.
A more than 2-to-1 margin, people say they would be better off financially under Donald Trump. Is everybody else out there like, why is it taking these idiots on the mainstream media so long to figure this crap out? I mean, it's the economy, stupid. Didn't we long ago establish that? That if you want to be an effective candidate who's got a platform that will actually resonate with people, they like having cash in their pockets. They don't like paying for foreign wars. They don't like it when the government leaves Afghanistan and leaves $80 billion worth of equipment on the tarmac and gives it to the freaking Taliban. We don't like funding Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas. We don't believe the crap that you're selling. It's all one giant money laundering operation because COVID and Big Pharma didn't ruin us enough. Let's do more. And now the media are like, what? People don't like this? Did you know there was a White House correspondence dinner over the weekend? Did you care? I didn't. I won't. Who would? It's just the people who are sleeping together in the swamp, hobnobbing, blowharding each other, and sucking on a larger scale. Meanwhile, like millions of other parents, my husband and I drove 4.5 hours for a soccer game and experienced the country along the way. And you know what we saw? More American flags than I've ever seen. And we drove by Erie, Pennsylvania, which is notoriously blue. American flags, Trump signs, people are done. How about this? Here's a mashup on stagflation. This is what they're going to call. Why don't you just say they wanted to finish the job? Barack Obama campaigned on, and his first words out of his mouth were, we are going to fundamentally transform America. And all the morons on the left who didn't want to be racist and voted for him so they could tell their friends, oh, I voted for Obama. I'm a good person. Are like, yay, stagflation. Really? It's called crappy policy. Listen.
GDP, first look, first quarter, a disappointment.
The annual rate, 1.6% between January and March. The expectation was 2.4%. This is a much lower than anticipated number.
We were expecting stronger growth, as you said, lower than expected.
If we look at the price index, it's higher. 3.1%.
The consumer is slowing down. Inflation remains high.
How do you spell stagflation? Weaker growth, higher price action.
The worst of both worlds, really. The stagflation conversation, perhaps, back. Yep.
Stagflation is not a headline that Biden is going to want to see.
Jamie Dimon warned of the risk of stagflation.
This is what you call stagflation. And potentially, I hate to say that we're there.
But, you know, when you have a slowing economy and at the same time you have increased prices, it's not a great place to be.
It's not a great place to be, which is why the Steamfitters Union, right, in Manhattan, which Trump stopped by to say hi to the other morning, we're told 3 out of 4 guys on the job, union dudes, who we usually think is Democrats, aren't voting Democrat, which is why black voters, wait, what was that? The 90+% 91% Joe Biden got in 2020. It looks like he's down in the 60s now. And Trump, if he gets in the 20s, it's lights out, ladies and gentlemen. And how about the young voters who know that they can't do anything to afford the American dream? This is how CNN spins their poll. Biden is up against nostalgia for Trump's first term. That's their takeaway from this headline, from this poll. This from CNN.com. Not Joe Biden sucks and everybody knows it. That would be appropriate. I would go with that. No, it's a nostalgia thing. We just are so sentimental. We just enjoy yesteryear. Remember the good old days, kids? Remember that? When your neighborhoods weren't bogged down with stupid speed humps and dumb bike lanes, roundabouts, and all sorts of other nonsense, which is illustrative of the slowdown and the inconveniencing of American life in general, where everything costs more, and yet the sizes are smaller, and we were told it would be transitory. Biden is up against nostalgia. Isn't that cute? Nice try, CNN. We're on to you. Which is why your ratings blow. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a question for you. How about this poll? Can Donald Trump get a fair trial? I mean, I know what I think. I'm sure you probably think the same. But what does America think? Oh boy. Coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So here's a question for you, and it's a good question. CNN poll asks folks, do you think Donald Trump can receive a fair trial? Now, if Donald Trump can't receive a fair trial, who can? If a former president can't be treated fairly in the eyes of justice, who can? Well, certainly not anybody who affiliates with conservative values, because the knives are out for us. Somebody on the stream just said, you know what? I would love it if you would broadcast your show on YouTube. Well, that'd be cool. Wouldn't it, Brock? That'd be fun.
That would be fantastic.
However,
we've both been kicked off of YouTube.
Banned from YouTube. I have a permanent lifetime ban on YouTube. Why? Because YouTube alleges I told people during COVID.
That was Twitch.
Okay. Well, it's a good story.
YouTube kicked you before that for telling the truth.
Twitch said that I told people to drink bleach because, you know, that's so in my wheelhouse. I'm like, look, we only share with you what we believe is the truth, right? But go and drink some bleach. Totally not happening. This is what's going on in the world of identity politics. And you can't get a fair trial. So let's hear this. CNN poll. Majority of Americans doubt a fair Trump trial outcome as well as it should be. This is exactly how public sentiment should be because everybody is paying attention. Harlem, paying attention. The South Bronx in New York, paying attention. Folks in Manhattan, paying attention. All the police officers on Long Island who showed up for Officer Diller's funeral. Paying attention. The poll confirms a widely held belief that Donald Trump will not receive a fair criminal trial in Manhattan. President Joe Biden won more than 86% of the Manhattan vote in 2020. How many of those people do you think are looking around and saying, holy cow, I can't ride the freaking subway without being worried I'm going to get pushed onto the damn tracks or shivved waiting to load the train or God knows some lunatic starts acting out and freaking out on the subway. And now that we've gone after the patriots, the people who stand up to protect us, who intervene on our behalf, who put their lives in danger and then they're arrested and thrown in prison for so doing, who's going to come to our defense? Do you think Manhattan's awake, looking around, saying all these buildings are boarded up? All the businesses are moving out. Kathy Hochul has declared the state a sanctuary. And we've let 100,000 plus people in. And we're selectively choosing them over our veterans, over our homeless, over our American citizens. Only about 12% of the people in this area voted for Trump. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley says jurors have to worry about the ones who are sort of Trojan horse jurors, who are hiding bias that doesn't appear on social media or are involved in any formal charges like the one that was just removed today. Jonathan Turley talking about some of the things that happened late last week in this criminal trial of Trump. Only 44% had confidence in the jury chosen for the case will be able to reach a fair verdict. 56% were skeptical that a fair outcome is in the cards. Can you imagine being the one who could upset these ridiculous cases? Being the one who's in there literally listening the way you should be, paying attention to the evidence, weighing the evidence with the charges from the judge. This is what we're trying to decide. I can't imagine feeling the weight of that, as so many people are paying attention. The poll also found only 13% said Trump is being treated the same as other criminal defendants. 13%. 34% said Trump is being treated more harshly than other defendants. 34% said Trump is being more leniently treated than other defendants. It's idiotic. 19% said they'd not heard enough to say. 0% had no opinion. That's the takeaway to me. Everybody has an opinion. Well, what do you think the opinion of the Biden White House and his reelection campaign, so Weekend at Bernie's can continue for 4 more years? What do you think they're thinking when Donald Trump comes out of the courtroom on Friday, last Friday, and says, you know what? Despite this ridiculous sham trial for something that never happened, for a sexual encounter that I never had and payoff money I never gave, and documents I never lied about, we're going to hold a rally at Madison Square Garden, and we're going to honor cops and firefighters and paramedics and teachers. Can you imagine what the Biden White House team was like? Bum, bum, bum. This is what it is. People are onto it. 0% had no opinion. How can you not have an opinion? Right? When we come back, you're going to have an opinion about this. Surprise, surprise, surprise. It was all a setup. The classified documents bullcrap Jack Smith is trying to hammer home and seal the deal. It was a setup. And Julie Kelly had the proof. We're going to read what she found next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody. I think this is one of the more important segments we're going to do for a while. And I like to nestle in kind of in the midway part of the Wendy Bell Radio Show some of these meatier subjects, because we get the wonderful platform Newsmax, the N2 channel. They take us live. We're also on all sorts of radio stations. We're live streaming this. This is important to get out to as many people as possible. It was a freaking setup. Now, you could say, wait, what are you talking about? Are you talking about COVID and a virus that they manufactured and made more dangerous for people? Well, I could be. And possibly. Are you talking about that vaccine that they told us was going to cure everything and ended up making a lot of people sick, and some people, one in four, think that somebody they know died because of the vaccine? Well, I could be too. That's not what I'm talking about, though. Are you talking about January 6th, how all of that was a setup or everything was bullcrap? Not talking about that either. I'm speaking specifically about this classified documents garbage case against Donald Trump. This is the Jack Smith case. And we could argue that Jack Smith doesn't even have the authority to be the prosecutor here because he was not confirmed by the Senate. See, the Democrats feel, the Uniparty feels like they have the ability to supersede all protocol, all manner of normal business, all rules. They can do whatever they want to do. But Julie Kelly, thanks to this Judge Aileen Cannon, who has ordered redacted, unredacted, a lot of these email text message exchanges among the Biden White House with the National Archives and the DOJ and Merrick Garland being the suck attorney general that he is, dirtbag, and all these other players, the FBI, the intelligence community, all working in concert to create a story that was conceived in May of 2021 of trying to take Donald Trump down. They were worried about him coming back 4 months into Joe Biden's presidency. Why? Because they were so afraid that we were going to find out the truth. Look, it might be unpopular in some media circles to talk about 2020 that way, but you know the truth. That you should be able to ask questions about what's going on with your government. And you were told to shut your mouth. Well, the setup, very interesting. I want to read this to you. Well, well, well. Tweeted out Julie Kelly over the weekend from American Greatness, fantastic investigative reporter who's been on all of these cases since go. Well, well, well. Pretty sure we never heard this part of the classified documents story. More from unredacted motions. This from an unsealed transcript of a witness interview where an FBI agent says they were holding a large quantity of Trump's boxes in Virginia and then ordered his team to come and get them. GSA, she's talking about. Well, let's talk a little bit about these allegations. We know that Joe Biden had taken documents dating well, well, well back into his early days as a senator from Delaware. That he has boxes and boxes with boxes. His boxes have more boxes. Hundreds of boxes. There are boxes at the Penn Biden Center. At the University of Pennsylvania. Boxes in his basement that were not under lock and key. That were willy-nilly. Boxes that Joe Biden said to his freaking ghostwriter in 2016. I just found some boxes of classified documents in the basement. What? And then when Congress says, hey, we'd like that unredacted transcript and the voice recording, the video recording of that sit down with Robert Hur, the special counsel, and Joe Biden. No, we're not going to do that. Why? Because Joe Biden was doing and did demonstrably do what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing. So the predicate, Donald Trump broke the law, believed he was above the law, decided to take a bunch of jazz he shouldn't have taken with him. From the White House to his home, his private home in Mar-a-Lago. The story goes that they tried desperately. National Archives tried to deal with his own team, the Trump team, to get these boxes of documents back. And that they were unresponsive, that they were slow walking it. All these things that the left and the Uniparty do. And so they had no other recourse except to go in and to freaking raid Mar-a-Lago. After, of course, tipping off the media, they had to go in there and they needed to find those boxes. That's how egregious this is. And of course, Joe Biden, through Corinne Jean-Pierre, lied and said, we were just as surprised as you were. What? Factually incorrect. I'm going to tell you what these unredacted documents, the Judge Aileen Cannon, opened up for all of us to see over the weekend what they've yielded. That Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, the National Archives, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, his general counsel, this guy named Jonathan Sue, the FBI, the entirety of the intelligence community, was working together as early as May of 2021, 4 months into Joe Biden's suck presidency, colluding to concoct a records documents case against Donald Trump. None of these things actually happened, right? The hush money payments. None of that happened. Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump. They both agree there was no sexual relationship. The documents have come out. It wasn't Donald Trump's check that paid him. He didn't know about it. Don't let that get in the way of a criminal case that could send him away to prison, right? Think about E. Jean Carroll. There was no rape. There was no evidence. There was no corroboration. There were no witnesses. There was nothing. He's like, I don't even know who you are. And she's a bad crap wackadoodle. Eh? $90 million. We can't prove that you raped her, but we really don't like that you're mean. So get out your checkbook. Letitia James, that he overvalued Mar-a-Lago, that he overvalued the Trump name. Are you out of your mind? Do you really think that Mar-a-Lago on prime real estate, oceanfront real estate in Florida, is only worth $18 million? Of course not. That case, on its face, has no legs. But this classified documents case is a special kind of seedy and sock. Because they came up with the outcome and they worked backwards. We want to be able to prove and allege that Donald Trump took stuff that broke the law. So what we're going to do is we're going to have boxes of some of his things. And we're going to get in touch with Team Trump. And we're going to say, hey, you got some stuff here. We have some of your things from your presidency. We need to deliver them to your private residence so you can sort them out. This is exactly what happened. So they delivered to Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago 15 boxes of documents, whatever it is. And then, weeks later, say, wait a minute, he's got classified documents and he's not cooperating. So we have to raid his house under the guise of getting these documents back, but also, I'm going to go with giving us an opportunity to search for a very special binder. It's got a lot of interesting information in it about Crossfire Hurricane, about Christopher Steele, about the dossier, about Russian collusion, about all of the bogus garbage allegations they made against Donald Trump that led him to being impeached twice. Anybody out there, what has he done? How has Donald Trump broken the law? What has he done wrong to deserve all of this? He decided to run against the Uniparty, and you people voted him into office. And all of this is payback. That's what this is. 15 boxes handed over. You want to know some of the things that these clowns from NARA, National Archives, what they wanted back, what they alleged that Donald Trump had that they wanted back, which allowed them to go raid Mar-a-Lago? Do you guys remember Hurricane Dorian, where he held up the map of the hurricane's path and he drew with a Sharpie a band that was outside of the hurricane prediction and everybody went crazy over that Sharpie gate, right? They want that. National Archives says they want that back. You know what else they want back? They allege that Donald Trump took Barack Obama's letter that he left in the Oval Office to Trump when Trump assumed the presidency in 2017. They want that back. That's the predicate of a FISA warrant? That's the predicate of a warrant to go and get what you need to get from Donald Trump? Really? What do you think they stuffed into those boxes? What do you think has been staged and set up? Do you think that anybody can be trusted? Of course not. So the National Archives claimed that Donald Trump had all these classified documents, and they asked for a criminal referral. They made a criminal referral to the FBI in February of 2022. It is a timeline chain of events where then Office of Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, very deeply involved in this. This is why Jack Smith wanted all of these documents redacted. He wanted everything sealed. He didn't want the public to know what was really going on, because what was really going on was a setup. They created a records destruction farce. They were already drafting a criminal referral in January of 2022, and now it has become an espionage act, an obstruction case against Donald Trump. You guys understand how disgusting and seedy this is? That instead of working together to do one of something to benefit the United States, to do one of something to look after the privileged people, the box checkers that they say they care so much about, instead of doing anything of value to these United States of America, the suck left and the rhino right work together to destroy the threat to finishing the job. Donald Trump. And it will not stop. It will not end, even after he is reelected. We can just be more aware of it. That is what we are going to do. We also have learned other things about this FBI involvement in all this classified document stuff called Plasmic Echo. It was an operation, ladies and gentlemen. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was an FBI op to create the predicate that Donald Trump is, once charged and hopefully criminally convicted, will not be able to serve again. There is nothing they fear more than Donald Trump other than you. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what also is coming out with Bill Maher and RFK Jr. The inconvenient truth ultimately does make its way to the public, and it shall, next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. All right, so I read this on rawstory.com, and I just want to, it's brief, but it gives you a more concise explanation of what I just told you about. Rawstory.com. Trump, judge in Trump's classified docs case, unseals trove of info related to Mar-a-Lago raid. So here's the story. The documents unsealed by Judge Aileen Cannon reveal the personnel involved in the raid and how it played out. One document shows that the operation was nicknamed Plasmic Echo. Why do they have to do that? It's always so stupid. How about just work harder on not sucking and less on coming up with kitschy names to hide your suck that nobody is fooled by, right? Quote, this document contains information that is restricted to case participants, the document reads, adding Plasmic Echo, mishandling classified or national defense information, unknown subject, sensitive investigation matter. Again, it's all a setup, friends. Another document shows Attorney General Merrick Garland approving the investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents from his time as president. That sounds an awful lot like they lied. I knew nothing. I have no idea what you're talking about, except your signature is all over it. And those emails that you sent asking for a swift and devastating takedown of Donald Trump, essentially. One document reveals agents entered a safe at Mar-a-Lago and took seized documents back to D.C. The agents involved in the raid consisted of four agents from the FBI's Washington field office, one FBI headquarters personnel, 25 agents from the FBI's Miami field office, one DOJ counterintelligence and export control section attorney, and one attorney from the United States Attorney's Office, Southern District of Florida. You know who was also there? Christina Bobb. Trump's attorney. She was there on the spot at the day, the moment it happened. You know who was just recently indicted again? Oh, that's right. Christina Bobb in Arizona. Why? Huh. Sounds like a lot of people are worried about stuff coming out, don't you think? Don't you think? This isn't the only stuff coming out. Did you watch RFK Jr. on Bill Maher? Bill Maher, with kind of a random act of journalism, if you will, asking about the vaccine, says specifically to RFK Jr., look, your vice presidential running mate has said that the jab, Moderna's jab, needs to be pulled from the market. Listen to the give and the go. It's spreading.
All right. So, but your vice presidential pick wants to recall the Moderna vaccine. That's the one I got.
She's not going to...
Well, do you agree with that? Recall it.
I think the I think those vaccines need to, we need to have, again, true double-blind placebo-controlled trials on that. There's 25% of Americans who believe that they know somebody who was killed by a COVID vaccine.
Killed?
Killed. 25% of Americans, 52% of Americans believe that the vaccines are causing injuries, including death, 52%. If you look at the clinical trial studies, the actual studies that were done that were released of the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna has not released it.
Why?
If you look at the Pfizer vaccine, there were 22,000 people in the placebo group, 22,000 people who got the actual vaccine. And the people who got the vaccine had a 23% higher death rate from all causes at the end of that study.
But that could not be the disease itself?
No, well...
Because we know that...
If it is, then the vaccine doesn't work, does it?
Well, it's early...
Wow. Bill Maher, he's just starting. Like, at what point did you stop believing what you were told? At what point did you tap out? What happened? What switch was flipped in you? Is that going to be Bill Maher's moment to realize all we wanted was the truth? Stop lying to us. And these people held the proverbial gun to people's heads. Get it or find a new job. Get it or your kid doesn't come to college. Get it or you cannot come here. Get it and show proof of it or you will not eat here. Get it and let us see it or you can't buy groceries. Bill, are you seeing what we've been talking about? Because I don't really think that's extreme to ask Moderna to share with us its trial data when we know the first phase of Pfizer's trial resulted in 1,223 deaths, which is outrageous. What about you, Moderna? Should we not be able to talk about that? Coming up, hour number three of the Wendy Bell radio program, my friends. It really is all about the optics, right? Hiring a crowd on demand to push your point. Did you know that you can do that? Oh my gosh. Do not miss this next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.